Y'all, 97.5 The Fanatic, 6 o'clock on this Friday, rainy Friday. Be careful out there. As you know, we know a lot of people out there navigating the streets, navigating the world. Be careful out there as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. But if you are navigating those streets out there, you might as well have us on. Tyler Zuli is producing. I'm Devon Givens. We're with you until 10 o'clock. Here on 97.5 The Fanatic, we have a number of things we would like to get into with you all right now. Oh, wow, I didn't see this one right away. Former Texans running back Carlos Hyde reached an agreement with the Seattle Seahawks, per source. So that leaves Devontae Freeman and LeSean McCoy possibly out there for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see what happens. But that being said, maybe we'll get into that a little bit later, since that jumped on us 7 minutes ago, courtesy of Adam Schefter. Tyler Zuli and I were talking about this. Happened to be listening to something and reading something first, and then I had to listen to something to follow up on it to hear, you know, you read it and you still want to hear it in the audio form of what you're getting yourself into, right? So as I'm listening to something with the Hoop Collective from ESPN, Brian Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, and Kirk Goldsberry, all of ESPN, okay? So I'm listening to them, and they're talking about the NBA coming back and just some different things that might have to change. And one of the things that was spoken about, and I've talked about this briefly with the NBA, which is the CBA, the Collective Bargaining Agreement, which the language within the Collective Bargaining Agreement, I'm about to get nerdy for a second, so bear with me. The Collective Bargaining Agreement has all of these things in there, of course, as you all know, in order for the league to run, the agreement with the owners, the board of governors, and with the board of governors and the players association in the NBA. So, with that, you look at that, what Adam Silver has already said is this collective bargaining agreement that they currently have was not built for something like this, the pandemic. Why? Because the language in there was never anything about a pandemic, right? Any type of stoppage that way. It's always the stoppage with, we know when it comes to renegotiating the collective bargaining agreement, we know enough about the collective bargaining agreement where they have to go into the strike. You have to, you know, work stoppage. You hope that they get back so we can get our sports in. All of that great stuff, right? So the language in there says nothing about a pandemic. That being said, with the NBA possibly coming back, we hope, and we're getting all these new things. The thing here is they might have to now do something with the collective bargaining agreement, rewrite it, which takes a long time, but they have to basically accelerate a new collective bargaining agreement because, first of all, the league year ends on June 30th. That's one thing. So now you're asking the players to play beyond their calendar year, right? The new league year, no play, just summer league, that type of thing. You're asking them to do that. Then you're talking about finances. With the pandemic, the NBA, just like every other business, has lost a ton of money. So the CBA, what they have, we know that you have a salary cap in the NBA. Every year it goes up a couple of million where you have room to make your moves for your team. But with this happening, it's going to drop the salary cap from what it was supposed to be going into next year and what it is now probably going to be, right, going into the next season, maybe in December when they get the season underway, maybe then. And that's where they're going to be. So that's going to impact every team, like the Sixers, because Ben Simmons signed his new deal. His new deal is supposed to kick in this upcoming campaign, 2021. And now that number might be down a little bit for what Ben Simmons and Rich Paul negotiated with the 76ers. But that being said, there was something interesting in there that I thought that it piqued my interest. When I explained it to Tyler and had him listen to it, he was like, oh, okay. I was just talking to Tyrone Johnson both Tyler and I were talking to Tyrone. He was interested in it. And it is the fact that they might include an amnesty clause. It's been done before. Let's remember, Sixers general manager Elton Brand was a one-time amnesty clause guy for the 76ers back in 2012, where they decided to use it on Brand. They still had to owe him his $18 million over a couple of seasons, and he became a free agent. He was now able to go anywhere he wanted to go, and that's what the Sixers did. And it's ironic because Elton Brand is now the general manager of the 76ers, and should something like this happen, would they incorporate a one-time amnesty clause? So it had us thinking, who would you amnesty? Well, I think a lot of people know where many would go if this was the case. So we wanted to start off with that. But first, we want to let you hear about a minute and a half from the podcast with Windhorst, Shelburne, and Goldsberry about the possibility. And this comes up because Bobby Marks of ESPN, former executive, he's been on the station, he's been on our show before, been on the other shows here as well, does a fantastic job breaking things down, the numbers-wise, the salary cap for ESPN. He's basically their executive, right, for their NBA coverage that they have. And Bobby Marks wrote something on ESPN.com, The Insider, and they were speaking about it in the podcast form to let everybody know about it. So give us about a minute and some change. Listen to what they have to say. We'll break it down for you and discuss it. And then we have a question off of what Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, and Kurt Goldsberry have to say right now.
There may need to be a new amnesty provision before next season. And what that is, they've done this twice before, and with the possibility that the salary cap and luxury tax line may fall because of the reduced revenues, they would allow a one-time thing where you could waive a player and he comes off of your books. You still actually got to pay the salary. In a lot of cases, the player's contracts are set up that if that happens, the salary gets paid over a number of years. But you could basically waive a player and get out of jail free card.
I think one way to look at it, Brian, is you look at teams that are in really bad tax situations.
There you go.
So, and the Philadelphia 76ers come to mind.
Right now, they have on their books for next season, because of Ben Simmons' extension kicking in, they are on the books for $147 million in payroll. These are their top salaries next year. Tobias Harris, $34 million. Al Horford, $27.5 million. Joel Embiid, $29.5 million. Ben Simmons, $29 million. We don't even really know that number yet, but that's what it's projected at right now. Josh Richardson, $10.8 million. Kirk, if that cap number comes down.
That's one big payment from the Sixers ownership to the NBA. So, yeah, they're looking at Al Horford, I think, because Al Horford has not added a lot to his team, but represents a huge check, which they still have to pay, but brings them into that very punitive zone in the luxury tax.
And Horford is at about $77 million over the next 3 years. I don't think that fourth year is not fully guaranteed, so it's probably not quite that high, but it's in the neighborhood of $70 million for the next 3 years.
That's a lot of scratch for one Al Horford. So first things first. As an owner, you really only want to go into the luxury tax if you have an opportunity to win. And Josh Harris, we know he's somebody who takes bad businesses, rebuilds them, fixes them, and sells them. But he's had success with this one. It's a little bit of a different animal. He has his team. He's keeping this team as of right now. They're going to keep moving forward. They spend the money to win. One of the things that you look at here is, when we talk about, let's say, Brett Brown, for example, if he is about to be let go by the team, still has a year left on his contract. From my understanding, you know, just the way that he is, Josh Harris, he's not going to want to pay two head coaches, right? Especially at a big number. So that could impact who they would bring in to replace Brown in the event that something like that happens. But in this case, the luxury tax, they were speaking that Josh Harris would have to pay about $30 million in luxury cap dollars because they are over the cap. Now, the projected cap for 2021 before all of this took place was about $115 million. That will now dip, we believe. You just heard about Ben Simmons and his number, the number that the Sixers are on, $140 million. Okay. You're still going to have to pay a player, whoever it is. But you heard what they said at the end. You heard what Kurt Goldsberry pointed out, what Windhorst said, $70-plus million for Al Horford. I was on board when they shifted from Butler and Redick. I wanted those two back, but they decided to go this route. I liked the vision. I understood the vision that Elton Brand had for this basketball team. He explained it, of course, greatly thereafter. The same with Brett Brown when he spoke about the additions of both Josh Richardson via trade with Miami for Jimmy Butler, and then, of course, signing Al Horford to that long-term deal. You understood issues with Giannis defensively. The same with the Toronto Raptors. Can you shut down Pascal Siakam and still also be able to defend and make it difficult while not a scorer for Marc Gasol with the Raptors? He gives you a lot of different things in impacting their offense. We understand why they decided to go big, while everybody else was more small, and you can have these different versions of your lineup. But now that we are where we are, 39-26, a disappointing season no matter what. If they do not win the NBA title, it's a disappointment. Flat out, right? It's a disappointment because of where we thought they would be. If they don't advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a disappointment. Period. Okay? So now that you look at the 76ers, and you look at where they are in this league right now, you look at their roster and what their roster currently looks like, I mean, would the amnesty help out the Philadelphia 76ers in this case? So, we know, Tyler and I both, we both know that the one thing that if you are going to amnesty someone, it is probably going to be Al Horford. First of all, not many people liked the signing in the first place. I was cool with it. Many were not. All right, that's what that is. But where they are right now, with his salary at the age 33, salary this season, $28 million. He's going to have 70-plus for the remaining 3 years of his deal. I'm with you. Tyler, just a quick yes and no. Would you amnesty Al Horford if this was available?
Absolutely.
Okay. We wanted to ask you. First of all, would you amnesty Al Horford, or would you go in another direction with the team? And secondly, if you had the opportunity to improve one of your four pro franchises here in Philadelphia with the get out of jail free card, as Windhorst said, who would you amnesty? Coach, front office, player, in order to help improve your hockey team, your baseball team, your football team, and in this case, with how we started, your basketball team. 610-632-0975. If this comes into play, you're still going to have to pay Al Horford his money. The thing is, you get to spread it out over the years, give him his money, it's going to be fine, he'll be okay, but you still have an opportunity now to, where it doesn't affect things, improve your basketball team in the long run. So number one, would you amnesty Al Horford or someone else on the Sixers roster? And of the other three teams, Phillies, Flyers, Eagles, if you felt like there was one thing that you could do to amnesty, to get rid of someone, to improve your pro team, who would it be? 610-632-0975. The other thing, of course, with the amnesty situation, let's just take it back to Elton Brand in 2012. When he was released by the team, amnesty, they re-signed center Spencer Halls at a bigger deal, and they brought in free agent guard Nick Young at the time. So there were moves that were already in place for them to do, understanding with the now removal of Elton Brand and his money on their books, still had to pay him, but on their books. Now you go out there and you add some pieces that you need in the shooting guard, Nick Young. I cannot remember. I remember Nick Young starting. And there was someone else. I actually thought Nick Young should have started, but there was someone else on the roster at that time. Can't remember who it was. Spencer Halls was also here. He was re-signed by the basketball team, and Brand was able to collect his full $18 million. The Sixers owed him the next season and signed wherever. I don't even remember where Elton Brand signed at that point. But he signed somewhere, I believe, on a one-year deal with another team. But if you look at how things now, right, how things are here and now, there are a lot of things that people talk about with these franchises, all four of them, that if you could do one thing, you're like, oh, man, if we can, the Sixers ruined it. Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick should have been here. They ruined it by bringing in Al Horford and re-signing Tobias Harris to that big number. The Eagles, they did some things, and Elton Brand went to the Dallas Mavericks. Thank you, Tyler. The Eagles did some things with some money that maybe you felt like they could pull back on, and you don't want to be involved with that too much longer. All of that stuff, right? Well, now's your time. If we're talking about this, if this is a real possibility of what Bobby Marks of ESPN.com, former Nets executive, I believe he was the assistant GM, Bobby Marks now does a nice job with ESPN, with the salary cap and all those things. Of the four franchises, starting with Al Horford, would you amnesty anyone? Who would you amnesty in order to improve your squad? 610-632-0975. Tyler, if you had to jump in and amnesty someone, we'll start with you before we get to the phones. Have people already checking in with this. We'll get to Twitter as we go along throughout the show. If you had someone to amnesty, first of all, you already agree with the Horford thing. Where would you go of the other three teams and amnesty in someone to improve that club?
So I think that the one thing that you have to keep in mind is it's both a performance base and a salary cap hit, you know, especially in the three sports that use the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, the one that immediately jumped to my mind when we were kind of talking back and forth before the show started, the one that immediately jumped to my mind was Alshon Jeffrey. And a huge dead cap hit this year should they release him. It's kind of why they're not letting him go. They don't want to eat that contract for nothing. That's the one to me that I would give up the cap space for, or get the cap space back, and just let him walk away.
Yeah, and certainly when you do something like this, if this were to happen in the NBA, let's say this was to happen in the NBA, Al Horford be on the free agent market, this means other teams are going to do the same thing. And that means that the free agent period now will be really exciting, I would think. Because there will be so many names out there on the free agent pool that the Sixers could then choose from if you kept Josh Harris, if you moved Tobias Harris back to the four spot, and you decided to go out there and get another wingman, a point guard or something, a combo guard to come in to play with Josh Richardson and Ben Simmons in that backcourt, and you could now go that direction. By the way, you might think it's Tobias Harris and his big number at 180 plus or 179, whatever the number was. You might think it's Tobias Harris. You might think it's someone else. It was actually Tyler's first, but he decided to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you all know who we're talking about. So, 610, and he's not a player. 610-632-0975. Based on Bobby Marks, again, just to lay it out, there's a possibility, or at least there have been conversations within NBA circles, that if they have to redo the collective bargaining agreement, they might bring back a one-time amnesty clause for the NBA for the upcoming offseason. Going into the 2021 season, that would probably benefit the Philadelphia 76ers if you don't like Al Horford's contract. That might benefit the Philadelphia 76ers if you're not a fan of what Tobias Harris has been paid. So, who would you amnesty for the 76ers? And if we're going to make it a broader thing, which we are, Alshon Jeffrey for Tyler Zuli, is there someone that you would amnesty from the other three pro teams here in the city that would help improve them overall and make them a better team? 610-632-0975. We're going to get into something else that we saw with some of the three young stars in the Atlantic Division that we'll bring up a little bit later. One involving your Philadelphia 76ers and a particular player. There is a side topic that we want to throw out there and share with you as well in regards to the quarantine and something that's been very, very popular during this quarantine that we've been on for the past 2 months. We'll get into that and much, much more. We just told you about Adam Schefter sharing with us that the Seattle Seahawks have signed running back Carlos Hyde to a one-year deal. So, plenty on the table. We'll start here with the amnesty. Who would you amnesty for the 76ers if this is the real deal? And who would you amnesty in the other three sports for the other three teams, Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, here in Philadelphia? 610-632-0975. I would definitely amnesty, with all due respect to Al Horford. It's just not a good fit. We saw him last year. He was still a decent player for the Boston Celtics. Maybe it was just the system. Maybe things weren't right for him here in Philadelphia, and it just has not worked. We've seen some glimpses where he still looks like he has something, and then there looks like a lot that he doesn't have enough for this particular basketball team, for this particular style of play, this particular system that the 76ers implore, with a unique point guard, even though we like to call him a basketball player, a big man in Joel Embiid, where they kind of get in each other's way, all three of them in some way, shape, or form. It is not working out. Then you talk about the sliding of Tobias Harris, maybe back down to the four spot. You can do things with him where it might work out in his favor as a stretch four. But I thought that his natural position, he would be fine at the three. The numbers, 19 points a game. All right, it's cool, but it's not cool because there's something about his 19 that leaves you wanting more. It has nothing to do with the contract for me. It just has a lot to do with what I saw with him while he was with the LA Clippers, what I thought he was going to give you when we saw some glimpses a season ago with the Philadelphia 76ers, where he had some big days, some big nights for the Sixers when he joined the club last year via that trade. And he just, there's a lot left to be desired with Tobias Harris. So you can go in any direction you want to go to. We wanted to throw this out there to start things off. I thought it was an interesting thing. Should it happen, it's going to be a lot of eyes on what the 76ers might do, first and foremost with their player, and then secondly, if someone else becomes available and they have some space to possibly do some other things, bring in, fix this team in a different way, that might change a lot of things for the team going forward. It just might. It just might. 610-632-0975. So where would it go for you? Where would it go for you? And Tyler has put up a poll quickly. Ty, what does your poll point out for 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter?
Yep, so the question is, if you had a Philadelphia sports amnesty slash, you know, still had to pay, but they are off the salary caps, who would it be? We picked, I put one for every sport, okay, just to spread it out as much as we could. Al Horford, Alshon Jeffrey, Jake Voracek, or Jake Arrieta are your options.
Okay, so that's going to be running throughout the entirety of the show. We, of course, go until 10 o'clock, so we'll update you on the poll and see where people are on that one. On the other side, we'll also give you the side topic that we have for you as well. 610-632-0975. Ian, we see you. We saw you there. We'll get to you on the other side to give you all your time as you start things off on the phones for us with the amnesty here in Philadelphia sports. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. I'm Devon Givens. On this Friday, we're with you until 10, right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.5 The Fanatic. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. We are talking about a possibility that might happen in the NBA once they return, if they return, but they're talking about it as if it's going to happen. The return of the NBA, and if that is the case, conversations at least about a one-time amnesty once again in the league. And if that's the case, the first name that was brought up when we just played the stuff from the Hoop Collective, which was that being Al Horford and his big number. Would you amnesty Al Horford? Would you go in another direction for the Philadelphia 76ers? 610-632-0975. And just to broaden it a little bit, in our area of the other three pro teams, if you could fix something there, right? What would you do? What would you do? What would you pick one from each team? Well, not from each team, but pick your team, talk about it, whatever one you felt like you needed to move on from if the amnesty was, of course, in your favor. 610-632-0975. And just quickly before we get to Ian and Rick and everyone else here on the phones, Elbow Shaferi, we love, of course, Brian in Plymouth Meeting, checking in, says, amnestying anyone when you are so far over the cap is purely about the owner's bottom line. Amnestying Horford makes the team worse now and gives them less flexibility going forward, not more. Simmons, Embiid, and Harris, because he says, what am I talking about? I'm smarter than this, are over the cap. The only thing you gain in spending power amnestying Horford would be the difference between the mid-level exception and the tax mid-level exception, which is like $4 million. Here's the thing, Brian. I can't get, like, so when I said earlier when we started this off and playing everything, when I said can't get too deep with all of this stuff, I can get that deep. You know I can get that deep. In terms of the conversation for what we're doing, I'm not going that deep, if you understand what I'm saying, because there have been plenty of times where I've been asked to kind of pull back a little bit and diving in on all of that stuff and just kind of keep it simple for what the conversation is. So, B, when you call in, if you call in tonight, we'll talk about it, you and I, and you know some of the other people that want to dig in a little bit more on that. But I'm not going that deep into it with the overall conversation, because let's just say I can't, even though I can. I hope that makes sense. 610-632-0975. Then he said also, I think he checked back in, also the owners are definitely going to do some sort of short-term amendment of the luxury tax and make it less punitive until revenues normalize. And by the way, they might not penalize teams with the fact that they go over the tax because of the unique situation that we're in because of the pandemic. So it may not be a problem for the 76ers or any of the other 29 teams in the league. But as of right now, going off of what that is, of what they were saying, what we played, it's something that I thought was interesting. So let's start things off. 610-632-0975 on the phones in Newark with Ian tipping things off for us. What's up, Ian?
Tell you what, Devon, we got some bad contracts, man. Going through it. You know what? Arrieta wouldn't be the guy because he only got 1 year left. I would go with Harper. You know why? When Harper left, Nationals won it. And then you see what he said. He's kind of a creep. He's got 12 more years left. He had, 3,400 runs, 100 RBIs. He's got 12 years left. I mean, baseball's a young man's game. There's no steroids. These guys can't get better. I would get rid of that contract because we're going to pay the price in 3 years. Watch, you'll see. Now, with football, Jeffries is the easy one. Second one will be the Jackson because, again, it's a young man's game. These guys can't stay healthy. But Jeffries was a bad contract. But now, basketball.
Even, I think Jackson, what does he have, 1 year left? He only has
that's true.
Two-year deal, right?
Yeah, that's true. And Jackson's still, but I don't trust him being healthy. But the basketball one, I would keep hard for Horford because he'd come off the bench. The guy I would get rid of first and he came up is Harris.
Okay.
He's not worth $180 million. That contract right there just set Sixers back because he's not a superstar. He's not a star. He's not worth $180 million. They can replace him. I mean, he's good. But to give him $180 million was just put us back in the purgatory. It just did. It was a bad contract.
Yeah, and you can... I just, go ahead.
I understood why they did it, but I'm telling you, that guy, they pay him $180 million for what he gives. I mean, it's just still sick. It still sickens me, man. It's like, it was a bad contract.
No, listen, it was a bad contract. It was what was available on the... He got paid because of what the market said, as you said. You know why they did it. You know why they had to do it. They made the trade, so they were kind of in on it, especially when Butler was going to walk and J.J. Redick as well. You needed someone who could put the ball on the floor a little bit and someone who could shoot a little bit.
I'd rather have two guys. Redick and another guy than Harris, because I think, again, Harris just plays, he shoots threes. He can be replaced. I mean,
you can find another 19-point scorer is basically what you're saying.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just because he's 6'8", they gave him that money, but I still haven't got over that. I'll tell you what, it killed us. They went right back. That was like when they signed Iguodala for $83 million. It was the same thing, but worse. So that's where I'm at with that. So I think Harris is the easy choice. But all right.
You got it, man. Listen, Ian, thanks for the call. Thanks for starting this off. 610-632-0975. So this is... You know, this is something that could be out there, and that's exactly why we said Horford, said I would do that. That's exactly why we brought up Harris right next to his name to see what you would do. Because with this basketball team in the offseason, there were more people frustrated by the Harris inclusion to this team than there were the Horford thing because of the $180 million. Because you already had a sample size of him for the 20-plus games that he had since the trade from the Clippers. Coming in, doing some nice things, had some really, like the first game against the, I think it was the Lakers, second game against the Lakers, had a really nice game, and you could see some things, but there was also the question of, well, all right, well, he's disappearing in the playoffs when you saw him against the Raptors. He's not doing enough for this basketball team. Then kind of projecting out, knowing what we knew, what the possible number was going to be for him, that's exactly what he got. He got the max from the Philadelphia 76ers, and that number is large on the back of Tobias Harris. Can he live up to it? I don't know. But you heard Ian first, and even with Brian on Twitter talking about it, Simmons, Embiid, and Harris, that's a big number right there with just those three. Just those three. Over the cap with those three. So 610-632-0975. Alshon Jeffrey was the choice for Tyler Zuli. Ian started us off on the phones. He goes with Tobias Harris. We go to Rick next on the cell on the Fanatic. What's up, Rick?
Devon, Pop-Tarts still stink, man. I'm just going to go with your tweet from yesterday.
What?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Yeah, that started something, didn't it?
I know. It was so funny. Anyway, so here's my thing. I totally disagree with Ian. That you cannot replace Tobias Harris. When there's a swing 3-4 that can play. He's not a great defender, but he can defend two positions, and he can score from both other positions. The NBA is about five players. It's about the five players on the court. It's the starting five. You're not replacing Tobias Harris with anybody that – I know the contract stinks, but you're not replacing him with anybody that can do what he can do that's available. However, Al Horford's replaceable. A backup center in the NBA that can hit an 18-foot jump shot is replaceable more than a guy that can average 19 points and play the 3 and the 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, it has to be Al Horford. You paid it. You talk about Tobias not getting any younger, anybody. You paid a 32-year-old, however old he is, Al Horford, this ridiculous contract, and he can't play with the Sixers. He can't play next to Embiid. So that's my deal. Are we counting coaches and GMs? Because I want to amnesty Matt Klentak.
Yeah, we put that out there for fun. We allowed that. Of course, we opened it up since this, you know, it's a radio conversation. Go for it.
Yeah, there's nobody else on the Phils. So Matt Klentak, I mean, Arrieta's 1 year. Who cares? And I guess Odubel, even though he's technically still on the team, isn't going to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going Klentak. If I can get that GM out of here, they got the manager, they got a young core. I think they're only looking for a team that can build a team builder, basically, in there. And then a question for you. Do you think that report, I guess Keith Pompey came out and said something like, well, the Sixers wouldn't be able to afford to fire Brett Brown because of, like, you know, money that he would still be getting or whatever. Do you believe that that's the case? Because if the Sixers lose, if they come back and they lose, like, in the first or second round,
yes,
this isn't working. I mean, it's just not working.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Rick, and that was something that we've been talking about a lot in the event that they come back and, well, even if they didn't, I mean, 65 games to even bring the head coach back, and it was something that we talked about, something that we talk about. Yeah. If they come back and they lose and all of that, even, and then what do you do if they win? Do you keep them simply because they win?
Well, if they win, who cares?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I always hear people say that, Devon. It's like, what happens if they win? Well, if they win, I'm counting them as the 2019-2020 NBA champs.
Oh, no doubt.
Keep the guy.
No doubt.
I mean, we don't have the luxury of having Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and you're right, because me, Tyler, and Joe, thanks for the call, Rick. Have a great weekend,
man.
We got into a nice back and forth early on when we brought this up weeks ago now, where I was like, even if he wins and gets to the NBA Finals, it was the NBA Finals getting there, not winning it, right?
For you?
Yeah.
I think you said even if he wins, I think so.
Okay.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay. But in the event, to Keith's article, I did not see that one yet. I did not see Keith's article about the issue with firing him and the money that so they can't do it. We brought that up in the first segment about Josh Harris, and from what I understand of Harris and what he does not want to do is pay two head coaches that big money. And Brett Brown makes some nice money, and you would think that the next head coach, it doesn't even matter, you know, if it's Tom Thibodeau or Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy, Emi Udoka, a young coach, Kevin Young, whoever it is, he just doesn't want to pay two coaches a salary where they're going to be making over $1 million. He just doesn't want to do it. Now, I have to check out Keith's article, Rick, to see exactly what Keith was talking about. But even then, how do you explain if they get knocked off in the first round? How do you explain that? That you kept them? How? You're going to use the pandemic shutdown as an excuse?
You may not even have Udoka as an option.
You might be right.
I still wouldn't be shocked if he gets at least an interview.
He's going to get an interview.
Chicago needs a coach.
And now you have Mark Eversley there. I don't know how much juice he's going to have in terms of coaching hire, but I don't know. I don't know, but what I do know is Harris will probably be a little irritated with paying two coaches. Now, it was said that Embiid and both Brand had to speak with Harris and try to convince him to bring Brown back this past last year off of the loss to the Raptors because they got to game 7. And we know the story, the bouncer with Kawhi Leonard. It was a different circumstance in how they lost. It wasn't just a loss. It was a unique loss. They needed everything that happened in order for them to lose that series and the season being over. There you go. 610-632-0975. So, I don't know. I had to check out Keith's story. But that's playing off of what we're talking about. Yes, you want an amnesty, Matt Klentak? Have at it. 610-632-0975. We'll keep it going on the other side. And we'll wait to the 7 o'clock hour to give everybody our side topic for the night. 610-632-0975. Quickly, Chili Willy 3. Once again, who cares? It's not our money. Well, so why do you care when they do sign these people?
It impacts your fandom, though.
There you go. Right, because you may or may not want to watch at that point.
Right.
Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, look at that. that music right there. I mean, obviously, in better times, it would be much better. But we'll take it. We're trying to bring that energy for everyone for the weekend. Hope you have a good Memorial Day weekend. By the way, Tyler, I'm in tomorrow, 12 to 3. How about that?
Oh, a weekend appearance.
Appearance.
That's awesome.
12 to 3 tomorrow. And I'm in on Memorial Day. I'll be in normal time, 6 to 10 on Friday, on Monday as well. But tomorrow, yeah, 12 to 3.
Get a chance to see you. I'll be, D and I will be right behind you.
Oh, okay.
From 3 to 7.
Okay, cool. That'd be great. So, yeah, I'll be here tomorrow, 12 to 3. Here on the Fanatic, as we get ready for our Memorial Day weekend. A little bit different, we all know, but let's make the best of it. Have a nice time. And stay safe, everyone. Stay safe. 610-632-0975 as we, again, discuss this thing. And look, once again, when we were talking with Elbows Shaferi, Brian on Twitter, and he pointed out the cap thing with the mid-level exception and all of that stuff. He's absolutely right. And once again, my thing is, not everyone dives into the salary cap like Brian and I do, or like Tyler does, or, you know, so we can sit there and go back and forth on that, and he and I can if he calls in, but you know what I mean. Sometimes we can't, or at least I've been told, can you not go that deep into the bag, into the CBA for people? Because you lose people like that, is basically what I was
Sometimes thinking. Our nerddom just comes out, though.
Yeah.
We get talking about things like that. It gets exciting.
Yeah.
You play like faux general manager.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Patrick Ewing says he has tested positive for coronavirus, according to Shams Charania. So it's still happening. Be careful, folks. Be careful. Jay Santino, 13. Don't worry. Al will be a king next year. Sixers will have Buddy. Buddy Hield is what he's talking about. I still don't know about that. I really don't. I don't think something like that is going to happen. Why would the Kings do that? They have Barnes, of course, on a big number. He would probably have to be in a deal with Buddy Hield. That's what they're going to try to do, attach that contract with Buddy Hield in order to move so they can keep Bogdanovich. They have, who else do they have there? They moved Willie Cauley-Stein. They have their young group that they want to simply build with.
Harrison Barnes still there?
No, that's what I mean. Harrison Barnes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that they're going to try to basically move.
Oh, didn't catch that. Apologies. Yeah,
keep in a deal with someone. Then you have Marvin Bagley, who's a young player, their number two overall pick, that they're going to want to include, give him some more floor time. So are you putting Horford at the five for that team? Do they need that type of veteran leadership on that squad with these young players? That's what Barnes is there for as well, even though he does give you some production. Offensively, still gives you double digits. They gave him a big number last summer when they traded for him from Dallas. So that's going to be a weird thing. So the Buddy Hield thing, I'm still not there like a lot of people are. Would it help? Certainly. Would they then do other things? Or would they simply have a situation where you're looking at Hield, Richardson, defensively, basically as your backcourt with Simmons and Harrison, and your front court with Embiid on the defensive side of the floor, and now you add that shooting from Hield, and you also keep Harris on the floor to go along with that shooting as well for the Philadelphia 76ers with the spacing. While it sounds great, Jay Santino, I got it. I'm with you. I understand it. All I'm saying is I just don't know that is something that the Kings are going to want to do by bringing back Al Horford and his, as Brian Windhorst said in our cut, and we'll play it in the 7 o'clock hour again for the people who maybe missed out on it. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. That's a big number to add to the team, the Sacramento Kings, out there for Vlade Divac and company. It's De'Aaron Fox's squad. I think they want to keep Bogdanovich, and maybe his number will be a little bit lower, right? It's a little bit lower than Buddy Hield's when he gets his deal. Maybe it'll be in the same ballpark, and that's why they're going to try to move Hield. But is Horford and his the thing that they want? That 3-year deal that's going to be incoming for the Kings, or they're going to want to try and get something a little bit lower years where they'll be off of that quicker for the Sacramento Kings. 610-632-0975. And see, this is what you're talking about. The Beg, 9878, says Voracek. What you talking about? Because, again, Voracek was the right one. Healy underscore Sam 5. Same one. Same one. Voracek, question marks? You know, I don't know.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Who else would you put on that list from the Flyers? Because if you don't put a Flyer, the Flyers fans get angry that we didn't include them. And then you put a Flyer on there who is getting a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Voracek's 30, makes upwards of $7 million, has, I think, 5 years left on his deal. Is there a better alternative? Kevin Hayes is making about the same amount of money. Kevin Hayes is having was having an insanely good year.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gostisbehere is the only other one I can think of. But he's making 4.5.
I was going to say, is his money that big? Where...
It's 4.5.
Right.
But, I mean, that's 2.6 less, 2.6 and more less than what Voracek's making. I don't know. I'd like to know who else they'd put on there.
Yeah, right, because all we get is Brizgalov still on the books, which he is.
I'm not bitter, I promise.
Is Brizgalov still on the books is what Philly Love Mach 1, Philly Love Mach Machine 1, whatever is the name is. Is Brizgalov still on the books? This is what you get, right? Because you ask that type of question, but you're serious. You're talking about Jake Voracek and what his number looks like on this team and what you could potentially do in terms of the team and helping them out overall by creating that space and then giving other guys an opportunity on that team. But see, this is why the question is good on Twitter from you, Tyler, and everybody on the phones will get to everyone. Quinny J1, it's easily Arrieta because highest paid player on the team and did absolutely nothing. See, there you go. Now you're going in that direction. Then Justin, Alany underscore boy, Horford can still play and play a role in the Sixers. Not sure if Jeffrey has anything left. He might be a bad clubhouse guy, but you get nothing out of Arrieta. And this is the tweet that you pointed out earlier, Tyler. And see, so this is why it was an interesting question for us to start things off because it can go in a variety of different ways. People are frustrated with a lot of things that the teams do within the front office and shaping the roster. And these are players' names that a lot of people are frustrated with and wish. It's always like, man, I wish I can just get rid of this one guy. Or, man, Klintak is the other name that we got on the phones. Man, I wish we can get rid of the one guy. It wasn't Gabe Kapler. It was Klintak, right? That's the type of thing that you get. So 610-632-0975 on the other side. We'll also give you what our side topic was going to be for tonight. We'll give you the audio once again from Brian Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, and Kirk Goldsberry of ESPN and let you hear what they were talking about in regards to the amnesty and why we incorporated it to not only the Sixers, but Philadelphia sports teams overall. 610-632-0975. And also something with one of your basketball players that's in the Atlantic Division, a little conversation, a little thing I read that we wanted to bring to the air as well. It's pretty good. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. I'm Devon Givens here until 10 on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.